Jim Peterik, founding member of Survivor, has a new CD out called The Songs, and he's agreed to pop on for a couple of minutes, tell us some stories about some of the classic hits we love so much. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I have never been better. Thanks for having me on, Jim and Carrie.
This is like, Carrie, this is like a Hall of Fame moment.
I know.
I mean, the amazing accomplishments of one guy and how you have connected the lives of so many of us over the last 30, 40, 50 years is just amazing.
Wow. Well, I'd be happy to be the switchboard. No problem.
And I mean, who in high school puts together a band and then gets a number two song out of it? Vehicle, The Ides of March. And did you write that for your girlfriend?
I did. I wrote it to win back my girlfriend because she was always asking me for rides and she wasn't giving me a kiss, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I said, you know, all I am is your vehicle, baby, you know? And I'll tell you what, that song hit number one, and guess who starts calling me now for dates?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, did it work? That's the important thing is, did it work?
Carrie, 43 years later, she's still my wife.
Oh,
wow, that's
story.
Awesome.
True story. That song worked, guys. If you want to get your girl back, write a number two record.
Tell us, the greatest story about you, Jim, is the one where you came home in 1982, and you were listening to your messages on your big answering machine. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, I come home, this 1982, very early in the year, and I had just been shopping or whatever. I pulled in my Scirocco. And, you know, I'm a car guy, so I remember that Scirocco. But, you know, I play the answer, press play, and I hear one from my sister, you know, hey, Jim, give me a call. And then I hear, hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. It's Sylvester Stallone. Call me. And I'm going, yeah, right. Yeah, whatever. I mean, this guy was my hero already because of Rocky 1 and 2. My wife were huge fans. So, you know, it wasn't a secretary. It wasn't an office. It was that voice, you know. And it was surreal. And I thought it was a prank, of course, you know. And I said, Karen, listen to this. It's my wife. And she said, you better call this dude back, you know. So I called him back. I was shaking in my shoes, you know. And I said, this is Jim Peterik. Is this Sylvester Stallone? He said, yeah, Jim, call me Sly. Suddenly I go, okay, Sly, how you doing? You know? And he goes on to say, you know, I wrote this, I got this new movie, Rocky III, and I don't want to use Gonna Fly Now. I want something for the kids. I want a song with a pulse. I like your band. You know, can you help me out? And I'm like, hamana, you know? And I said, yeah, we'll give it our best shot, you know. And he sent us the rough cut of the first 3 minutes, and I called Frankie Sullivan, the guitar player of Survivor, over because we were writing a lot of songs together. And we put that huge Betamax tape in this rental Betamax Pro.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and we see Mr. T, you know, rising up, and he's like, this is so menacing, you know. And Stallone, you know, holding up a MasterCard and kind of getting... Yeah, rested on his laurels, you know, a little bit, getting soft. And I had my guitar on my neck, and I just started going digga 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 digga. And then I see the punches being thrown, and I'm trying to coordinate the chords with the bop 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 digga 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 bop 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 digga 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 bop bop bop. And you know, and Frankie and I looking at each other, go, man, this is pretty cool. Yeah. And but he only sent us the first 3 minutes, so. We call him back. I go, hey, Sly, you got to send us the whole movie. Oh, I can't do that. You know, the movie company. I said, no, you got to send it. All right, but you got to send it right back, you know. So send us the movie, and that's when it all made sense. That's when we were able to write the song. And we hear Mickey, you know, Burgess Meredith, the trainer, going, Rocky, you're losing the eye of the tiger. And I go, oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, that's it.
Got it, man. Got it. And next 3 days, you know, I'm jogging around my hometown, and I'm just jotting down lyrics, and I'm playing them for Frankie. And Frankie's saying, how about this? And in 3.5 days, we're in the studio cutting the darn thing. And just amazing. You know, we went to the Hollywood premiere, you know, and it was very exciting and all that. But it wasn't until I snuck into my local theater, sat in the back row. Nobody knew who I was. You know, I just kind of snuck in. And that song came on. This is the 2 weeks after it was released, and the place goes up for grabs. And I go, we got something. This is connecting with America. But I always say, and it sounds like a corny cliche, but it's really the comments from people that keep me going. The people that say, you know, that got me through cancer treatment, or that, you know, got me to the top of the corporate ladder, or across the finish line. And that's the real stuff.
I'd like to urge everybody to go to Amazon.com or even iTunes and type it up. The songs, Jim Peterick, founding member of Survivor, founding member of the Ides of March. And boy, it sure is great hearing these stories and talking with you, and continued success in everything to you and your wife, Jim.
Thanks, Jim and Carrie. And I'm going to leave you with one little message.
Okay. Ready?
Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Hey, wake up.
Waking up the Summit City. Jim and Carrie in the morning on Fun 101.7.